This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
You see, now, had I known that Greg Holland was going to sign...
Let me guess.
We have John Fogerty playing right now. He's going to say, I can play center field. I could have dubbed over and I can go closer.
Oh, see,
I can go
thought
two
you're...
innings today, coach.
Yes.
Put me in.
I can play closer.
I thought you were going to say closing time.
Oh, that's
Ooh,
a good song.
I like that, too.
Yes.
Closing time.
Maybe we'll do that, Plowsy. Maybe we'll sub in closing time for the next rejoin.
This has been a big week of discussing 90s music.
Yes.
And your first CD and closing time. Is that semi-sonic?
Yeah, semi-sonic.
Semi-sonic.
Yes.
Okay.
Plowsy, first CD. You weren't here yesterday,
yeah,
so
we
we're going to go back to
that,
yesterday.
Yeah.
First CD you bought.
Oh, word of mouth, ludicrous.
Nice. Somebody else said that.
Fantastic CD.
Somebody else said that on the text line
it's
yesterday.
It's one of the best CDs I still have.
Now, was that before or after you started experimenting with
this is
plants?
Right before, and that's what's weird. Okay. When you listen to music back and you didn't know 90% of the slang terms that were said, but you just kind of went along with it. That was one of the CDs that you listen back and go, wow, I had no idea. So this is pre-smoking, for sure.
That is the Peoria Plowboy. I'm Charlie Marlowe. We got Jim Huer. We have Brian Hoffman with you till 1 o'clock. Frank Cusimano down there in Florida. He'll be back tomorrow as we broadcast live from Schnucks in Butler Hill.
Yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
So we'll be there live from 10 to 1. It's opening day. I know it's rainy in New York. It's rainy in St. Louis, about 46 degrees. A lot of rain predicted, but I think we're going to get this game in. And one of the fun parts about opening day, I am a new dad, and my wife just sent me a couple pictures. Obviously, people can't see this on radio. But my beautiful daughter in her red
awesome.
Cardinals shirt.
Yep.
She's got her little bow on her head, got the Cardinals hat there, and it says, I heart the St. Louis Cardinals.
Now, Chuck, at some point...
Melt my heart, folks.
At some point when you have an off day and the Cardinals are on, are you going to be watching a game with little Jenny May on your lap and just whispering, you see, this is what Matheny's doing wrong. He's double switching in a situation where he shouldn't.
Can you believe that Yadier Molina is batting sixth and Paul DeJong is batting seventh? I did actually think this morning, though. I was sitting there with my wife thinking, and I hadn't thought about this yet. I love baseball, but in a few years, I will be able to take her to a baseball
Absolutely.
Game and have her sit there next to me, maybe even skip school down the road, day game on a Wednesday or Thursday, have my beautiful daughter sitting next to me and teaching her the game of baseball. And that was a very warm and nice thought to have when I woke up this morning.
How early is it? What's too young to take your kid to a game? Ooh. What age of the kid? Because I think we've all been to plenty of games and seen very young infants at games. Does it vary on the weather, or is there an age where you think it's too young to bring your child to a game?
That's a good question. How about for the text line, the first T text line? All you parents out there, what's too young? What's the perfect age to take the kid to the ball game where they're not such a hassle that
right.
they ruin it for you, but also they can maybe kind of remember and kind of know what's going on a little bit?
I was... like 6 or 7.
I think I was 5 or 6, yeah, something like that, where you're coherent enough to understand
right.
what's going on.
Yeah. I think I was 3 or 4.
Really?
The first time I went.
Wow.
Prodigy.
There's a yeah.
Prodigy.
Yes, that's me.
I was one.
Guy.
I remember I came out of the womb and I said, what's OPS Plus?
So you're going to be sitting there with your daughter at some point and she's going to say, Daddy, tell me about Albert Pujols.
Right. And
that'd
I would say,
awesome.
Well, actually, Miguel Cabrera, if you look at the number, Hoffman, that was Hoffman's kind of, he was really fired up about
it. I like that tweet the other day.
I was.
It was Pujols by a million.
Thank you.
But,
no, look.
I mean,
no, look. When,
Cabrera,
when we,
fantastic. Unbelievable player. And,
all I'm saying is, I don't think it's by a million. They're pretty close to the same type
wasn't
of player.
Wasn't it best years?
Best years. Albert's best is better than Miggy's best.
I don't want to get back into it.
We're going to get back
but
into it.
But it's not 90-10. I get it if it's 60-40. And yes, Albert's prime was better. But I think you're kind of splitting hairs there. They're almost the same player in almost the same time frame.
Mm.
And they're regarded as two of the greatest right-handed hitters of their generation and going back years and years. All I'm saying is they're pretty damn comparable.
You're going with the La Russa out of tied for first.
Buh? Tied for first?
No, I'm going to say Albert's better. I took I took umbrage with the fact that Hoffman said it was 90-10. And I think it's more like 60-40.
I think I'm with Hoffman. I think it's more 90-10 than it is 60-40.
Fair enough. That opening segment, which was fantastic, with some breaking news, that was brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park.
Give it to the folks again real quick.
Yeah. Visit gatewaymsp.com for more info. Brian Hoffman, you read the tweet. John Heyman says, what was the exact wording? Cardinals are close to signing closer Greg Holland.
Yes, he just posted an article for the well-known website fanragsports.com saying that the Cardinals nearing a deal with Greg Holland. Paging through it quickly, I am not seeing years or dollar amount speculation in it. I do wonder, though, if the Cardinals blow a save today, can we ask why Holland wasn't put in the game?
Hold Holland accountable for a freckle. Why weren't you here on opening day?
Matheny's got a 30-save guy. Doesn't use him in the ninth inning of game one.
Well, maybe. Maybe this rain delay could actually help the situation.
There we go.
If this rain delay lasts 3 hours, I don't know where Greg Holland is. You'd guess he was either training in Florida or Arizona. But if this game has a 4-hour rain delay, he can catch a flight. Maybe it's, look, I don't want the game to be postponed, but if it is postponed until tomorrow, Greg Holland technically could be your opening day closer.
That is true.
How about that? You have some numbers on Mr. Holland, correct?
Yeah, we did reference
Mr. Holland's opus.
Mr. Holland's opus. I like that.
How about, oh man, if he was a hitter.
How can we OPS?
If he was a hitter, you could do Mr. Holland's OPS.
Mr. Holland's OPS.
Oh. OPS against. That's a stat for
there
pitchers.
There you go. That is. Yes.
All right. Okay. Not that good, but we're workshopping.
Well, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of time ahead of time to put this together.
That's true.
So this would be a live on the air workshop. We did reference his rough second half ERA, 6.38 post All-Star break, largely because of the month of August, 13.5 ERA, 14 earned runs, and 9 in the third innings pitch. An interesting little thing here, though. Greg Holland, really, really good against lefties last year. Slash line, 157 average, 283 on base, a 250 slugging. The Cardinals as a whole against left-handed batters, the ninth worst opponent OPS lefties had against him, a 793 OPS the Cardinals had against left-handed batters. So it's a little bit of an interesting thing. Maybe that helps lower that a little bit when you're discussing being in a division with Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber, Joey Votto. Maybe having a guy pitching in the late innings who does well against lefties helps just a bit to lower that and maybe gives you a little few more wins.
I think this is a fascinating couple of days for many reasons. But think about it like this. After trying to get Giancarlo Stanton, and it didn't work out, but they get Marcell Ozuna, who's a hell of a player, an all-star, silver slugger, all that, 37 homers. We know about all that. A lot of people wanted the Cardinals to get another starter. They get Miles Michaelis. Closer was something we all discussed at the beginning of the offseason. And they don't go that route with a proven guy at first. And then you start hearing about Dominic Leone being the ninth inning guy towards the end of spring training. How does this change your guys' opinion and the text line as well, the first T text line? Get them in, 855-282-8255, about the Cardinals' offseason as a whole. Because you now have to take in, hey, the whole 3-4 months. And now you look at adding Marcell Ozuna, adding Miles Michaelis, trading away Grichuk, getting a guy like Leone, getting a guy like Luke Gregerson, bringing up Jordan Hicks, and now having Greg Holland as your closer. Do you feel now about the whole Cardinals offseason?
Heyman reporting $14 million, not saying years. But he's saying Holland and Cardinals have a deal now, $14 million, not saying how many years.
That has to be 2 years.
I would think
right?
So.
It has to be. There's no way that's 1 year. Lance Lynn got $12
million. I can't
million.
Imagine even his aging
for
going,
1 year.
You're not going 1 year. You got to give me two.
Didn't he go? He went 1 year with incentives coming off Tommy John.
Yes.
I believe. With
yes.
The Rockies.
Yeah, but I can't imagine wanting to do that again. He's, 31, 32 years old now? He's going to have to want to get something for a second year.
2 years, $14
million? That's not bad.
That sounds pretty darn fair.
That would be great.
There's a lot of upside there. When you look at a guy like Addison Reed, who got, 2 years, 17-ish, I believe?
Well, look at in the Cardinals locker room, Brett Cecil.
That was before baseball changed, though.
Everybody forgets about him in the
bullpen. Collusion.
But don't you think, look, the Brett Cecil deal never would have happened this offseason.
No, not
baseball totally changed and did a 180 in 1 year. I mean, Brett Cecil, what does he get if he's a free agent this past offseason? Doesn't he get something like 2 years and 12 or 10?
Probably,
something
yes.
like that?
But as far as your question goes, I'm excited about this news. And it also changes my outlook on the offseason as I evaluate it because I really thought, hey, they didn't really spend as much money as you thought as we were led to believe with this Cardinal team. Now they've gone out and said, hey, this guy's available. Let's get him. Let's sign him. He's in our price range, if you will, if you're the Cardinals. They played the game, and right now it looks like they won the game. They played it perfectly. They just let it sit there. Yeah, we're in the 24th hour before the season starts, but they played it perfectly, and they got, in theory, they got a guy that they could use big time moving on for this upcoming season.
Yeah, they mentioned turning over the roster entering the offseason, and that's subjective, what your definition of it is.
You're right.
And to me, my issue had been, in March, had always been, they talked about getting that shutdown closer and get the guy who will end games for you, because they lost a lot of games after the seventh inning last year, and that cost them a postseason spot. And then all of a sudden, they signed Gregerson, and then January hits, and it's the winter warm-up, and it's, oh, by the way, he's our closer. And then it's like, wait, what? When did that happen? You never mentioned him as a closer when you signed him in December. A month later, he's your ninth inning guy. So the narrative changed in the way they were talking about the bullpen change, where all of a sudden, then in March, it was, you know, we have Leon, too. We're just going to workshop this closing position through April. But, hey, Reyes is coming back in May, and then, you know, that might add another element to it. Now, at least, I feel like they fulfilled what they were talking about in November, where we want the shutdown guy. And I get that they don't want to pay for past performances, but it was 41 saves last year, and you would imagine that you would hope some of that carries over into this year. So, yeah, I guess before I was a C, I'm probably a B. Bob Nightingale, by the way, who will join us in about 3 or 4 minutes, is reporting a one-year deal.
For 14?
Yes, one-year, $14 million deal.
Okay.
That's surprising.
It's a lot of jack.
Just fine. There's no such thing as the
but
bad
it's only one year.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, text line. It's not my money. Text line, somebody's saying, holy crap, he had 41 saves last year. I didn't realize that. Let's see. Danny Tanner says, if we land Holland, it's very successful because I respect them more for sticking to the plan and getting their guy without mortgaging the future. Let's see here. We got some takes on Miguel Cabrera versus Albert Pujols. Back to the kids real quick. When kids are with me, I'm there for Fredbird Playground and Snow Cones. I have a 3- and 5-year-old. Don't take your kid there until they are potty trained. Let's see. See that, hun? This is me. This is me sitting with my daughter, I think. Matt, who bowls at Hank, says, see that, hun? That could have been daddy, but the coaches at Bradley were all about politics. So true. And I thought they were going with Carpenter at first. Here we go already with the revolving door at first and third base. We'll talk about that in the lineup after the break. How about this? And we'll talk it over with
Bob Nightingale
about the Greg Holland signing and a whole lot more right here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com live from the McBride & Son Home Studios.
With a flash out of Fordham, they knocked in runs and scored them. The Gas House Gang was full of fight and nerve. The Redbirds were the rage, the wild horse of the Osage, and Paul and Dizzy were keeping...